presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
August 9, 1045 America, New York, Biden tax proposals fall short of OECD standards for minimum rate. Inflation Reduction Act leaves gaps that mean 15% business rate is not in line with global deal. Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 9, 1035 America, New York, Senate bills $27 billion in green funds could be boon for private sector. The Inflation Reduction Act includes money for green banks that help funnel funds into renewable projects, giving a boost to private lenders that can invest alongside them to meet their climate goals.
Global economy.
August 9, 1026 America, New York, Europe can withstand a winter recession. Energy substitution, solidarity and conservation can help overcome the effects of a Russian gas embargo.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 9, 1020 America, New York, Russia stops oil flowing through pipeline to Central, Eastern Europe. Russian oil has stopped flowing through a pipeline that supplies Slovakia, Hungary and the Czech Republic, blaming payment difficulties caused by Western sanctions on Moscow.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 9, 1016 America, New York, Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors buck retail spending woes. Luxury brands book strong sales, while Allbirds and Signet warn of weaker demand this year as inflation pinches shoppers.
New York Times Business.
August 9, 956 America, New York, Russia says oil flows to three Eastern European countries have been halted. A state-owned operator of a pipeline through Europe said its payment to the Ukrainian operator of the pipeline had been returned, blaming issues linked to European sanctions against Russia. The Duna oil refinery in Szalombata, near Budapest in Hungary, one of three Eastern European nations particularly dependent on Russian oil.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 9, 932 America, New York, drugmaker Endo says bankruptcy likely imminent. The drugmaker has been in talks with lenders, but also faces thousands of lawsuits from government and private plaintiffs alleging it fueled opioid addiction.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 9, 930 America, New York, the fun slows for video game companies. COVID-19 gave the video game industry a boost as people stayed home, but growth is slowing as people are going out again.
BBC News Business.
August 9, 915 America, New York, Thames Water plans to introduce hosepipe ban in weeks. The firm plans to bring in restrictions on water use for 15 million customers in the coming weeks.
Global economy.
August 9, 823 America, New York, UK household energy bills forecast to top £4,420 a year. Price cap set to more than double, projections say, heaping pressure on Tory leadership contenders to offer more support.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
August 9, 748 America, New York, unlike other former SPACs, Rocket Lab is already science, not fiction. Investors have lumped Rocket Lab together with other moonshots that hit the market in 2021, but the small satellite launcher has already proven its business model and will benefit from a post-Ukraine increase in military spending.
Marginal Revolution.
August 9, 725 America, New York, evolution in the poorly designed human eye. The human eye is marvelous but also very poorly designed. The poor design is evidence against intelligent design and in favor of the unguided, unplanned, messy, quirky, and historically contingent process of evolutionary design.
Digital finance.
August 9, 719 America, New York, Hodlnot, and Moss-licensed crypto lender, freezes funds. Hodlnot has benefited from a provisional license from Moss but it is now halting customer withdrawals. The post Hodlnot, and Moss-licensed crypto lender, freezes funds appeared first on digital finance.
Daily FX Market News.
August 9, 7 o'clock America, New York, the CPI and Forex, how CPI data affects currency prices. Find out how to use the Consumer Price Index to make informed trading decisions.
BBC News Business.
August 9, 6:51 America, New York, rail strikes, no services on some trains on Saturday. Rail firms reveal reduced timetables as thousands of workers walk out on Saturday over pay.
BBC News Business.
August 9, 6:20 America, New York, Felixstowe port workers to strike after talks fail. The UK's biggest container port faces an 8-day walkout after staff rejected a pay offer.
Daily FX Market News.
August 9, 4 o'clock America, New York. Ethereum, ETH, price outlook. The most important week for Ethereum merge test. Final merge test before September launch. Another buy the rumor, sell the fact in the making?
New York Times Business.
August 9, 3 o'clock America, New York. The long, long wait for a diabetes cure. A documentary captures the desperation and frustration of type 1 diabetes patients in a clinical trial. Marginal Revolution.
August 9, 2016 America, New York. Pharmaceutical drugs Redix. In 2019 I presented this excerpt. Humans are living longer, better lives thanks to innovations in prescription drugs over the past 3 decades, according to several new studies by Frank Lichtenberg, the Courtney C.
Daily FX Market News.
August 9, 1 o'clock America, New York. Euro caught in the range as US dollar sidelined ahead of CPI. Will USD breakout? Euro continues to remain anchored to recent ranges while commodity prices lifting gave related currencies a boost. Will US CPI be the trigger for USD to get a move on?
Marginal Revolution.
August 9, 046 America, New York, Ireland facts of the day. The Republic is enjoying a €8 billion corporate tax windfall after bumper pandemic enhanced revenues from tech and pharmaceutical companies. The tax take from companies attracted by Ireland's 12.5% corporate rate has soared since 2015 and leapt a further 30% last year compared with 2020.
New York Times Business.
August 8, 1854 America, New York, how private equity lobbying watered down the corporate minimum tax. The new corporate minimum tax is not law yet and is already rife with exceptions for the businesses that might have to pay it. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, right, in the Capitol on Sunday, when the Senate passed a climate and energy bill after private investment funds were carved out of a tax provision.